This thing up.
Not you again.
Good morning, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, it's me. Ooh. How's it going?
Good. How was your big long break?
It was great, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, just chilled. Just chilled out.
You must have been doing some work.
Yeah, actually, I worked really hard and maybe didn't take enough of a break.
You're always busy. Well, we've got a new season of Demo Gods with Finn Johansson. We've got a big surprise later in the year, but we'll tell you about it as we go through. Finn writes songs with other people. We debut that demo on BFM. And over the summer, and we're still in the summer, but over the last couple of months, you asked me for a new list of prompts for your artists.
That's right. Have you got those with you?
I do have them.
They're
with
so
me.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Shall I read them out?
Please do. Wait, should we just remind anybody who may be ignorant of Demo Gods what these prompts are in the first place?
Okay, you do it.
So Karen comes up with a list of prompts, and every 2 weeks when I get a different person in to collaborate with, we choose one from the list of prompts, and that's our sort of guiding star when it comes to songwriting together. So in the past, Karen's had great ones like, I can only think of State Highway 1, the space, there was a space one.
Yeah, well, they're old now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what I do want to know is that are you going to swipe them off the list when they're done, or do you get to reuse them for other people?
Why do you want to know that?
Because they dwindle down.
Because every time, I feel like every week we ask this question.
Because you leave the person who's last in the season with very little choice.
Well, I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll replenish it earlier so they got lots to choose from.
Oh, I have to do some more.
Yeah, make you come up with another 10 lines.
All right then.
What are these ones?
Okay, this first season of Demo Gods, the prompts that I sent Finn were, is this thing live? Sex Cells. Now, Sex Cells was the name of a band in New Zealand, best name ever.
But how do you spell that?
Sex, but C-E-L-L-X-S, Sex Cells.
Yeah, that's good.
Not the other way.
Sex Cells, yeah.
Yeah. So I just stole that name because I always loved it. And
that's cool.
Yeah, they're a good band. Recycling Only.
Ooh, yeah, that's a really good one. I like that, yeah.
BPM.
Cool, BPM.
The Middle of Everything.
Mm.
Love Me Tender.
Nice.
The Great Spectacle of Music.
Oh, good to have some classics in there.
It Takes Two, baby.
Nice.
Have Fun.
I feel like I have to react to everyone. Now, that one's good too.
And the last one is The Forbidden Chords.
Oh, I mean, honestly, it's an underrated skill, I think, coming up with these prompts. And you've done a lot of good double entendring, even if the double entendre is just, it could be a music thing or it could be a feelings thing.
Oh, thanks.
So props to you.
Good on you. It's not easy, I can tell you, because...
Oh, you've been slaving away. I should ask how your summer was, but I know it was just slaving away
writing.
Trying to get these bloody prompts going.
No, I think it took me I think I got them back to you by lunchtime.
Well, that's because you're a professional.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pro, that's right. Okay, so we're starting a new year. This is exciting. And the artist that you're starting with for our first Demo Gods is whom?
The artist that I'm starting with, our first episode of Demo Gods, is Indira Neville, who is somebody who I've wanted to work with for ages. I don't actually think that me and her have met, but from afar, we've chatted, and I've been a fan of her music.
She's a comic artist.
She's
well
a comic. She's. I was going to say she's got a foot here and she's got a foot there, but she'd need 4 feet to do all of the different things that she does. She'd need a foot in music. A foot in comics, a big foot in comics, a big Doc Martin boot in comics. One in writing, I feel like her blogging is definitely something that I would want people to check out as well. She's got a blog called noopinionsaboutcomics.com. And then finally, teaching is a huge part of her life in terms of philosophy of teaching, but also boots on the ground, mate.
She's a real teacher.
She's a teacher right now. She came back to teaching after a decade.
So she's taught at the... primary school on Great Barrier Island, I was reading, and also I think Glen Eden.
She was a principal, and now she's A vanilla teacher.
She's still a teacher.
Yeah. Well, she came back and she did a cool comic series about things that have changed in the classroom since I was last there. There's actually like so much in Dara Neville to check out. But I guess today is maybe a sonic expose.
What is a vanilla teacher, just incidentally?
Vanilla teacher, not a principal. So you got the principal and then you have the vanilla teachers. That's how it works.
What, they don't mean anything or they're bland, they just fit in.
Well,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I guess maybe they're kind of like, I'm backpedaling now.
What does that mean, Finn? Yeah, I've never heard that before. But anyway, okay, she's a comic artist, she's a musician, she's a bona fide teacher, and you've asked her to come into Demo Gods and do a demo with you. And have you chosen the prompt yet?
We haven't chosen the prompt yet, but we were actually going to have a session on Thursday, but we had to postpone. I got a ticket to Laneway.
Ah, have a good time?
Oh, it was great. Did you go?
I didn't. I went to Cameron Winter the night before.
You did?
At the cathedral.
Oh, wow. Did you cry?
I didn't quite cry, but I did a few words about it actually on Facebook. So I'll tell you what I wrote here after coming home from the actual concert.
He's a bit of a rock star, eh?
This is what I put. Transported into the ether by Cameron Winter at the Holy Trinity Cathedral in Parnell tonight. He had no need for small talk. His piano arrangements of his solo album Heavy Metal combined both musical wit and transcendental beauty, which is how I felt about it.
That's excellent. I wouldn't have expected anything different.
It was a one-off, a wonderful concert, especially being in a cathedral, even though it's quite modern, that cathedral.
Yes. What's that?
It's in Dara.
Can you hear that? Is that coming? Is that just in my head or is that? Oh, no, that's my laptop. That's Indira. And this is actually a good starting place for Indira Neville's music because this is her solo from a compilation called Sonic Comic. And one thing I like about Indira is the way she connects all her things. So this is a connection of her comicking and her music. And this is it's part of a compilation where all of the artists were meant to draw a comic to go with their song that they put into the compilation. And this one is called Saint Agatha. And it's about Saint Agatha who replaced her severed breasts with speakers. These were plugged straight into her heart. Her heartbeat was as heavy and light and catchy as you would expect a saint's heartbeat to be. And even her discarded bosoms could not help but dance.
Okay, those bosoms are dancing.
Those bosoms?
Oh, discarded breasts.
Yeah, and the implication in the fade out is that those bosoms are going to keep on dancing just without us. Oh, here they come back. And away they are now gone again.
Okay.
They're doppling out of the way.
Saint Agatha. Saint Agatha is the name of the track from Indira Neville, our first demo god this season. And what are you expecting?
I'm expecting that it's going to be pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, it's a school night, and I'm pretty wham bam, and not thank you, ma'am. I can't remember what the actual turn of phrase was, but she works quickly, and she wants to bring a drum machine.
Oh, great.
And we might get a little bit of an insight into how it might sound from the next track that I'm about to play you, because Indira Neville has done a lot of work with her band, The Biscuits, but in 2023, she released a solo album called This Is the Energy of My Mind. And it was, I actually would like to play you the song first and then we can talk about what the energy of the mind might be. This is M, it's 48 seconds long, and it's from the 2023 album by Indira Neville.
Short and sweet.
That was M.
That must be like the energy of your mind. Short and sweet.
I don't think it's an easy thing. It might be an underrated skill, being able to make music that is the energy of your mind. That's a very pure skill, I would say.
Yes, it would require quite a lot of self-awareness.
Yeah, and stripping away of extraneous things. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Indira brings to the demo god.
So it's Thursday in your back of your van.
Yep. And we'll have a track to you by next Saturday and we'll try to get Indira in.
Great.
Yeah. And I guess I got one more song from her to play you if you like.
I was just thinking though, you know, perhaps you'd get cancelled by saying wham bam thank you bam.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd get cancelled by saying it wasn't wham bam thank you ma'am.
No.
Checkmate.
I don't think so. Not checkmate, not quite.
Okay, fine. En passant.
Yes. I'm just going for a short break. I'll be back from the chessboard. Right, okay. The Biscuits. What have you got from The Biscuits? This is Indira's band.
This is a band with Brenda Duane on guitar and Brent Bidlake on the drums, and Indira herself is on guitar as well. This is off the EP Albatross, which of... there was a beautiful lathe cut, little 10-inch, I think, record. And this is called Still Here.
Biscuit.
Biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, the Biscuits.
Yeah.
More than one.
The Biscuits. Well, there's three of them.
Albatross, name of the track.
No, that's the name of the EP. This is Still Here.
Still Here. Okay, great. Oh, well, it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to hearing what Indira comes up with you.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think her brain is just awesome and I'm looking forward to making music with it and her.
It? What's it?
Her brain.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. Hey, well, good to see you again.
Yeah. You too.
I'm going to play one last track before we go here. We're running a bit late, and I'm sorry I was late. I had all manner of things going on.
Oh, you're fine. I got nothing on.
Get hold of Vera and George and so forth.
Mate.
So what do you reckon? Shall I play, it's your choice, The Stooges or Melbourne Band Season 2 or Georgia Gets By?
Oh, okay. I wanted to say The Stooges, but Georgia needs some love. She's got a new song out, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't need, but I think the world needs some more Georgia Gets By.
Okay, Georgia Gets By, Georgia Knott, one half of the brother-sister duo, Broods, who originally came from Nelson, and this is Georgia's new song, and it's got a lovely name. It's sort of been a flower theme this morning.
Ooh.
It's called Faded Rose.
Oh, nice. I actually...
What?
Oh, no, don't worry. No, see you later.
On. What? You actually what?
Oh, I... No, no, no. Goodbye.
See ya.
There you go.